When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Kent Lincoln off the text line asks, who made some of the worst hires or decisions? I'd argue Eichhorst with the Riley slash was did Eichhorst do the East Stadium, or was that Osborne?
I think that was an Osborne thing.
I thought so too.
Yeah. The East Stadium addition, though, I don't love it because I don't get to look down Vine Street the same way I used to.
Yeah,
and that was cool.
And you don't get to say that Old Father Hall is super tall or whatever.
The East Stadium edition has been super well received by those who sit over there.
Yes, people love sitting in that 600 section.
Because you get your own, like, concessions, restroom. Like, it sounds, by all accounts, and I don't know because I haven't sat anywhere in the stadium for a game since 2008. By all accounts, it sounds like it's far better sitting up there than in the south end zone or
Well, it's just a space. Like, look at what they have over there. Yep. You can go inside
and
go to the bathroom
in.
Comfortably yeah. and, yep. like, walk around and watch it on TV if you have to. It's the same thing in North Stadium, even though that's a little bit more dated at this point. Mm-hmm. As I was talking to these guys about it yesterday, because Trev kind of brought it up on his radio show the other night, or a caller brought it up. Like, they're going to have to redo South, and it's going to look a lot like North. Like, that's what they're gonna do.
Take seats out.
They're gonna have to take some seats out.
I also think they need to make a like outdoor standing room viewing area, like
a little platform.
Yeah, I think you gotta modernize it a little bit. Like, you just can't do just straight renovation. Make it, you know, take seats out, but keep it the same in structure.
But just yeah, as far as what it looks like externally, for sure. But like, in the bones of it, when you walk back there behind the seats in North Stadium, it's spacious. You can walk around. Mm-hmm. There's ample concession stands. There's trophy cases and like whatever going on back there.
Though, as is the case at PBA, the concession stands are undermanned or not manned.
So. Naturally. I mean, that's what we're kind of dealing with right now. But the bones of it are there. In the South currently, it is you have to, if you are in row 90, you have to plan out, all right, when can I, at what point can I leave this game for 30 minutes, travel, put my backpack on, go all the way downstairs, go to the bathroom, take care of everything I need to take care of, and then reclimb the stairs.
Yep, trek back up.
That's a disaster.
Not an enjoyable experience.
So Trev's going to get to do that.
I told you about how at one time they had plans to put a hotel in South Stadium, right?
Like, yes.
That was going to be a thing. There was going to be a hotel. Rooms would overlook South Stadium. There was going to be like sort of the platform courtyard thing up above. Yeah.
Great idea.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not?
They were considering it, but I think there were some structural issues. Plus, you have classrooms and a computer center right underneath of it.
Yeah.
Which was a bad decision.
When they did that, I was like, what? Why?
And that was a heavily financed, donated thing
yeah.
in the early 2000s.
It just doesn't make any sense for it to be there.
Yeah. I agree. But so they have like some structural issues that they have to deal with, and then just some logistics, which they could get you on board. Have they considered hiring you for the logistics?
I am a logistics guy. I should work for UPS. So when you look around, you'll see that there's going to be pieces of like the last several athletic directors when you look at our new look Memorial Stadium, and you'll have Bill Moose's new football facility, the Moose Center. That's a joke, by the way. You'll have the you'll have Tom Osborne's super tall East Stadium on Tom Osborne Field, and then you'll have Trev's South Stadium.
What if you just named
home of the water slide?
Each of the, instead of like North Stadium, South Stadium, East Stadium, West Stadium, it's all just a former athletic director. You're in the East. That's
Trev Zone.
That's Osborne. Yeah. You're in the South. That's Albert's.
Yeah.
You're in the North. That's Samoose. If you're in the West, I don't know what it would be. The Burn, I guess, if you will. We're skipping Eichhorst and Peterson.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Yeah, they didn't get to leave their mark on the stadium really at all.
Not that we know of, that I can think of anyways. Still, who was Steve? Steve Peterson was the initial expansion push, I think.
He did like he was big on the video boards, wasn't he? Which, that was a good call.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, they were making a huge deal about the North Stadium video board when it happened. It was like the biggest video board. And now it's dwarfed 1,000 times over.
Right. I still think it's good, though. Like, it's still like a good size. It still looks good in photos. It's not like, you know, overly large, anything like that.
No, the only thing that looks weird about the stadium is that when you look at like the East compared to the South, it doesn't look like they're from the same millennium, because they're not.
Well, and they're not connected.
I mean, it's four separate kind of deals that are going on.
There's another issue. That's why the whole stadium renovation is difficult, because I don't think there's just a very simple solution to the concourses or to like the amenities that people want.
Yeah, Nick was like yesterday, he's like, well, I want a concourse all the way around. I was like, I don't think you could actually do that.
No.
There's too many of their operations going through the back of West Stadium, and same thing with the North. And none of them are connected at the moment, and I don't think they plan on having it connected.
The problem is they built it for functional use besides just being a football stadium.
Right.
And so that makes it really hard to then renovate and change it.
Texture says East Stadium is great. Set in the second row, and no one is behind you, and the view is awesome. Well, yeah, you're looking straight down. That's why I can't do it. Like, I can't go up there. You'll never find me up there. It's too high for me.
Rule that out in a game of Happer Go Seek.
I would never do it, but it looks lovely. And I'm sure if you're not afraid of flying off the ledge, then it would be a great, comfortable viewing experience for you. But trust me, I sat in row 95 for the student section most games, and I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
And I am one of the world's best seers.
Self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed, of course. Clint Luke asks if we should just call it the Moose Lodge.
Okay.
The new football facility.
Yeah.
The Moose Lodge.
The Moose Lodge.
Just put a bunch of antlers on the top. Right when you walk in the door, you got to slap the antlers or something like that.
Slap the antlers. I like that. I like that a lot.
All right. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back. More up next.
Follow Connor and Mike on Twitter at Connor Happer, at Mike J. Schaefer. You're listening to Happer and Schaefer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 1-pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.